Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 113, The Great Commission and Gifts. Gifts by grace. When I think about spiritual gifts, I sometimes find myself thinking about what I can do. What am I good at? Where can I serve? What do I have to offer? But the more I understand grace, the more I realize that spiritual gifts are not really about what I can do. They are about what God has freely given. Paul writes, "Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them." Romans 12:6. I love the way Paul connects gifts and grace. Our gifts are not something we earn. They are not a reward for becoming more spiritual, working harder, or proving ourselves worthy. They are given according to grace. That changes the way I think about ministry. There have been times when I have looked at someone else's abilities and wondered why I wasn't more like them. Maybe they were better speakers, better teachers, more outgoing, or seemed to have a gift that God could use in a bigger way. Comparison can make us overlook what God has already placed in us. But Scripture says, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. 1 Corinthians 12:7. Notice that word. Each. God doesn't give gifts only to pastors, teachers, or people standing on a platform. He gives gifts to His people, and He gives them for a purpose. Peter says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. 1 Peter 4:10. Again, grace is at the center. We receive and then we give. God pours something into us so that He can pour something through us. That is an important distinction for me. Ministry isn't supposed to be about trying to manufacture something in ourselves. It is about allowing what God has already given us to become useful to others. Paul also reminds us that there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:4. We don't all have the same gifts, and we aren't supposed to. The body of Christ needs different people doing different things. What seems ordinary to us may be exactly what someone else needs. Maybe your gift is teaching. Maybe it's encouragement, mercy, generosity, leadership, hospitality, serving, or simply being someone who knows how to listen. Whatever God has placed in you, it doesn't have to look impressive to be valuable. I've learned that some of the most meaningful moments of ministry don't look like ministry at all. They look like a conversation, a phone call, a prayer, an encouraging word, or simply showing up when someone needs you. We may not realize the significance of those moments, but God does. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Matthew 10:8. That is grace in action. We don't serve to earn God's approval. We serve because we have already received His grace. Our gifts are not trophies proving how useful we are. They are expressions of God's grace entrusted to us so that others can experience His love through us. We don't have to be someone else. We don't have to have someone else's gift. We simply need to receive what God has given and be willing to use it. Grace gives. Grace equips, and grace invites us to give away what we have received. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.